Welcome. We're going to get started tonight. Welcome to the Cache Valley Transit District Board meeting agenda. If you will all rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. The consent agenda is in front of you, which includes the approval of the agenda, approval of the minutes from November 20th, 2024, and notice of our next meeting on January 22nd, 2025 at the Logan Library. I'd accept a motion to accept these, the consent agenda. Jeff Turley in a second, please. Mike Arnold, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? I should have asked for discussion. Apologize. We're at number four. We'll open this up to public comment. Any public that would like to comment on the agenda? Not hearing any, so we'll move on. Okay, we're at 5A. We're at board business, a presentation of the 2025 budget. We'll have Todd Butler, our general manager, report on that.
So again, we've been going over this for several months, and you have it starting on page five in the packet. Just a couple key things. Again, when we looked at this, one of the things we told you is on the revenue side, there's not been any change since the tentative budget. So on the revenue side, we had a 1% growth of sales tax to the year end. So that's just the last couple months, and a 0% increase for next year. So we have a pretty conservative, and as we're seeing the projections from the governor's office and stuff, we feel that's in line with that, with what we're seeing in the out there in the economy right now. This budget also factors in that if approved as it is, that we would increase the frequency on routes 12 and 15 that we presented to the board a couple months ago. So I just wanted to make sure that you were aware of that. But in, other than that, if there's questions, would entertain any questions from you.
Questions for the board?
No other changes from last time.
No other changes from last time.
Very, very detailed analysis of this budget. And before we open to the public hearing, I would like to just thank the board members for the time and effort they've put into that. With that said, we'll open the hearing on the fiscal 2025 budget for any public comment that may be out there. I'm not hearing any public comment on it. I would accept a motion to close the public hearing for the fiscal year 2025 budget.
So moved.
Dave Geary.
Second.
Second by Glenn Schmidt. All in discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Is there any opposed to that?
Aye.
Thank you. That brings us to 5C, the consideration of fiscal year 2025 budget. I accept a motion to adopt the budget as written.
So moved.
Glenn Schmidt. Dave Geary. Thank you. Any further discussion from the board? Most significant thing we do. All right. All in favor of approving the budget as presented?
Aye.
Aye.
Is there any opposed to that?
No.
Great. We have a budget.
Culmination of 3 months of work here. Yes. At least from our part, probably longer.
You guys, you know what?
Longer for the staff.
After this meeting, feel free to take the rest of the year off. Thank you. It's on me. We're going to go to 5D, consideration of a retirement plan and an update to it. Todd Butler, please.
So, again, if we make a change to the retirement plan, that's something that comes before the board. There's two changes that we're proposing to make to the retirement plan. The first would be we've not had a Roth option before for the employees. This would add a Roth option. Again, not a requirement, just an option that they could choose if they wanted to. The second thing would be we've not before had an auto enrollment option, but what this would do is if they don't fill out any paperwork or choose anything when they go through the initial training, we will auto enroll them in just a set percentage in a set investment. They could change that at any time. We'll have that ability. But what this does is it just forces them to be in the retirement plan so that they're saving for the future, right? But again, if they said later, we don't want to do that anymore, we want to you know, reduce that amount or we want to eliminate it altogether, they have that option to do so.
How many investment options do they have?
So it hovers around 15 to 18.
Okay.
You know, we try to keep a variety of different investments, but you don't want to get so many that it's super right. confusing. And so what we've done is worked with our investment partner to where they have, you know, some very conservative stuff. They have, you know, some more mildly aggressive and then all the way to more aggressive. It's kind of similar to you see really in any retirement plan. But yeah, it's about 15 to 18.
Okay. You see it's T. Rowe Price that's going to play.
T. Rowe Price is the one that
well, that they're very, very reputable.
Any questions? Other questions?
Have we ever looked at opening a brokerage link where the participants can just buy any stock?
So they do have a self-directed fund.
Okay.
Yep, that's something that's already in the plan.
Great.
Great question.
So this takes the place of Social Security?
Correct.
So, they don't need Social Security.
We're like other entities that have made that choice as a government entity. We've opted out of Social Security. And so this is their Social Security. So it's called a Social Security equivalent. So we put in there like as if it was Social Security, but it goes into their, for them to manage and for them to choose their.
Does they understand that?
They do, absolutely. That's something we actually explain in training. They sign documents, making sure that they're aware of that. That's very clear.
Can they increase the amount they want to invest beyond?
Oh, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, it is, I'm assuming there's not an employer match.
There is. We match dollar for dollar at 6%.
Okay.
That's awesome.
That's really generous.
So again, this because it's replacing Social Security, it's not a guaranteed thing, right? When they reach a certain age, we want to encourage them to invest. And we want to, in fact, part of what we do, our other partner, Soltis, we provide training multiple times during the year. They can get individual training. They also have the ability at any time to call and set up an appointment virtually or in person. To do that, but every year, like or twice a year, we have Soltis come up, we set up appointments, and we have a high participation of people signing up with them and getting that education. That's something we're very, very much proactive on.
Yes.
So you're saying, so you contribute money into this 401k plan instead of the Social Security, you said?
Correct.
Well, in my opinion, I think it's a good option because this 401k, you always have beneficiaries, right? So if you die, someone else gets the retirement, the funds, whereas Social Security, you die and no one gets whatever you put into it.
Unless you have a spouse.
That's a great point.
They get
survived. Yeah, so I think I would rather do this.
So what plan did you have before?
Plus they match.
Before what?
Yeah.
So we have two plans, a 401A and a 457.
Right.
And those are the plans we've had since we started as the Cache Valley Transit District as one entity. Prior to that.
So are you switching vendors? Is that what you're doing?
No, we're just adding a Roth option.
Roth. Yeah.
And also adding the auto enrollment we didn't have before.
Can I ask a question? So Floor brings up a really good point. That is a great benefit of the 401k. You mentioned earlier there's no auto enrollment.
There so wasn't previously.
There is now. Thank right. you for clarifying that.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what we're changing.
Yeah.
Because most people wouldn't choose to on their own, which is a really bad decision on their part.
When we hire folks, we spend quite a bit of time on this segment because we really do want them to invest in retirement. But sometimes people just get busy and they just don't fill out the paperwork.
Yeah.
And so we feel by doing auto enrollment, they still have the ability to change it if they want, but at least it starts them down that path. So we'd have them rather have them start down that path and then come back later and say, oh, I don't want
to
do it.
Have to opt out.
So, yeah.
Change.
So the standard employee gets 401A, 6% match, no Social Security.
Right.
So 12% of their income, if they optimize that, goes into their retirement.
That's great.
Nothing else, no pension, no other.
No, we don't have a defined benefit plan.
Tom, can I just clarify?
Yeah, please.
On the
yeah, thank
401A,
you.
We put in the Social Security equivalent,
right.
which is 7.5%.
There you go.
And then if they put into the 457, if they do the 6%, then we match 6% that goes into the 401A.
Okay, that's what I think. That's why
you match up to 6%.
Up to 6, yes.
So everyone
so they could go beyond that, but they don't
yeah.
get 6.
Yep.
So they could get 18.5% by only pitching in 6% of their own funds.
Correct.
Exactly.
This yes, thank really you, Mindy, for clarifying that.
Oh, wow.
And the other advantage for them is this is portable, right? So they can take that with them. If they're with us for 3 years, 4 years, go somewhere else, they can transfer that to another retirement plan.
When do they vest?
Immediately.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's their money. We want them to have access to it to build their retirement. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's great.
Yeah, that was. I remember discussions of this back in 08 where CBTD, or the kind of one of the models that we had is that the retirement, the benefits are so good, that's one of the reasons to keep people. That was one of our retention
yes.
options. So the salary was okay.
That makes a lot of sense.
The retention was something that was really important. So this is really good.
Okay, any other discussion? You have before you the presentation on the changes to the retirement plan. I'd accept a motion to adopt it.
So moved.
Who did that?
Me.
Dave Geary did. A second, please.
Awesome.
Jeff Turley, a second. Thank you. All of, any further discussion? No? Not hearing any? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Thank you. It's like God's way of voting. All right. Election of chair and vice chair. We don't do this very frequently. I think we do it every 2 years. We're going to do it this way. I guess I get to make the decision on how we're going to do this. We're going to do nominations. So we'll nominate first a chair. Second, we'll nominate a vice chair. We'll actually do a vote on the chair, and then we'll do a vote on a vice chair. These are not party tickets, so you can mix them and match them. You can do whatever you want to do. We're going to do it that way. So I will open it up for nominations for a chair. What?
Doesn't the vice chair, aren't they automatically the next chair?
Well.
No, so that was how it was previously okay. in the bylaws. We had this large board.
Okay.
That is not how it's written now, but you can still do that, right? But no, you're going to have an election.
Yes.
Okay. Pardon my interruption.
No, it's all good. Things are moving parts here, so I want to make sure we do this right. All right, so I'll open up nominations for chair for 2025-2026, correct?
Correct.
All right, two-year.
It is still a two-year term.
Two-year term, 2025-2026, any nominations?
I nominate Liren Hansen.
All right, thank you. Any other nominations? I will close nominations. All in favor of Liren Hansen. We're not even going to have a discussion, okay? All in favor of Liren Hansen.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? No. Oh, and I didn't oppose that. You didn't hear me say that.
It's just slow.
Open nominations for a vice chair for 2025-2026.
I nominate Dave Geary.
Thank you. Nomination for Dave Geary. Dave, are you willing to serve in such a capacity if
Absolutely.
You're elected? Thank you. Any other nominations for a vice chair? You guys make this so easy on me. Thank you. All in favor of Dave Geary as vice chair for 2025-2026?
Aye.
Is there any opposed? Thank you. We have a chair and vice chair for 2025 and 2026. We're now at six, a management report. Mr. Bueller.
I don't have anything else to report.
Okay.
Well, maybe just one thing real quickly. So we have our ribbon cutting set for January 13th. Congressional leaders, both in the House and the Senate, have said that congressional members have to be in D.C. from January 6th through the end of March, 5 days a week. They've got a lot of cabinet things to go through and stuff like that. So there's no movement on that. So we are in the process of talking with Congressman Moore's office to see if January 11th, which is a Saturday, he'd be willing to come out to do a ribbon cut. That date might change if he's willing to, because again, this is a big event, and he's helped us.
Huge component to this.
He's been a huge component. We want to make sure he has an opportunity to come and be here for that. As soon as I know, I will let you know, and then we'll help distribute the change if that is necessary.
Do we even want to push it to March, April?
We can consider that. If the one concern that we have is by then we might be moved in, and it just might cause complications, or we might be in the process of moving in. So, but that's something we can come back and talk. Discuss. So I just want to make you aware of that, but we'll send out information.
Well, they still plan on getting into Cheese next week.
I think it might be another week or so, but we're getting close. We're getting closer.
So. Ribbon cuttings are funner when the temperature's in the teens or single digits.
Yes. There's a purpose to this, because the building.
It's more fun nice than
how warm it is in the building.
Groundbreaking in frozen dirt.
That's all I have.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
Patrick.
Finally, recognition. Sorry.
Question for you. Are you staying on the board?
Yes, so okay. Far.
Next year,
as of next month, yes. Yes. Moving on to 7A, we just have one employee we're recognizing this month, Reed Shoup, who's been a driver with us for 14 years.
Okay, there's your
it's amazing. Point. Great culture. Any final public comments on this extremely, maybe my world record of shortest meeting, 16 minutes into it on a very important meeting. Any public comment? I'm not hearing any. I do want to make note that Leanne has provided sweet rolls in the back, so thank you, Leanne. And we stand adjourned.
All right.
I couldn't say that.